It'll be Visser and McNaughton, and McNaughton wins the opening tip. The Bison move left to right, and ladies and gentlemen, it's game time on the Bison Sports Network. Here is Badmus, bounce pass over to Brown, right wing. Brown picks up the dribble, looks inside for Mastropolo, feeds it to him on the baseline, double team, kicks it out to Griffin, spots up for a top of the key three, too hard, rebound McNaughton leaps off the ground to grab it, gives to Badmus, right wing, he'll launch a three on the right wing, it's short, rebound goes up and over the backboard, touches the shot clock, and it'll be a turnover back to this Wake Forest team. Couple of open looks, but Buckdale couldn't get him in the hole.
Two very good looks, Johns looked good when it left his hand, just a tough one off the back of the rim, a pretty good look as well from the right side.
Chance of defense as Williams feeds it to Visser on the left baseline. Bumps in on McNaughton, gets double teamed, goes with a hook shot, and it's good. He is 11 of 11 this year, and that was good defense by McNaughton, Doug.
I tell you, a lot of bodying up there by Chris with Visser. Really nice little short hook in the lane.
He even got double teamed for a moment. Mastropolo came out. Mastropolo gets it to Brown in the front court. Bison trail 2-0. Here's Griffin, gets bumped in the lane, kicks it back to Donald, dribbles, bounce pass to Chris. He'll go up for a jam! With the right hand on the left baseline. McNaughton ties it up 2-2.
Really good job. Good hands there by Chris. Almost lost that one on the way up.
Yeah, it just barely went in. Here's Swinton over to Hale in front of us on the left wing. Up top to Williams. Ball batted free by Abe, but into the hands of Harvey. Hale for Wake. Now to Williams between the rings. Buckdale in the matchup zone. Smith takes Brown down low. He'll dribble left baseline. Bounce it across the lane. It's intercepted by Mastropolo. Here comes Buckdale's Babbitt. Coast to coast. He will hold up and wait for his white-clad teammates. Give it to Mastropolo, and he tried a head-and-shoulder fake at the foul line, and they call him for steps. Frank Scagliotta made the call. Coach Flannery didn't like it, Doug.
Now, there's a tough one. It looked like Darren put it down quick enough but didn't get the call, and that's something he's got to do, though. He's got to be a threat from inside that lane. Even if you get the turnovers, you'd rather see Darren be aggressive with the ball.
2-2 game just underway here at Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Williams in front of us for Wake. Gives it up to Visser, top of the circle. 2-3 dribbles. Hands it off to Smith. Smith will dribble in and get bumped by Abe, and they call a quick foul. I don't know if it's on Badmus. If it is, that's kind of a chintzy call. And boy, Abe got in some foul trouble against Albany, and that really hurt the orange and blue. He had to sit all but 7 minutes in that first half. He gets his first team foul, number one.
Smith, he's a tough matchup. Probably as quick with the ball as anybody will see all season.
Yeah, top 150 product, according to Rivals, that recruiting service that most people know quite well. Hale on the inbounds, gives to Williams for Wake. They move right to left. Williams picks up the ball, bounces it to Visser, and he loses it off his leg out of bounds. Mastropolo kind of bumping down low, no foul. And, boy, I tell you, nobody moves Darren once he gets set.
I tell you, Darren really looks good physically this year. Even though he gives up a couple inches, he can match up defensively against Visser.
Here comes Badmus in a 2-2 game. Buckdale with it, moving left to right. Gives to Brown, right wing. Brown looks underneath, can't find anyone. Gives to Abe, top of the circle. He'll dribble down the left side of the lane, go up for a layup. It's good with the right hand. Visser just watched him go in, and the Bison have taken their first lead. 4-2, Smith blows by Abe at the other end. Goes with a pass to Visser for a layup. It's good and a foul. What a great dribble drive by Smith. He left it off to Visser, and Visser alertly put it up, and he is 12 of 12 this year. Foul is going to be called on the Bison, as it will be on, I do believe, Chris McNaughton. They held up a two. No, it's going to be Donald Brown. They held up a two, but I guess it was a four. So that would be his first personal, team second. Visser trying to hit the three-point play, and he does, to put the Demon Deeks on top of the Bison, 5-4.
And, Coach, you talked about that. If you allow the Wake Forest guards to penetrate, you're going to have a long night.
Wake in the man-to-man. Griffin launches a left-side three. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Swinton has it stolen away, but a foul. Just like against Albany, Buckdale picking up lots of fouls. This will be the first on Mastropolo as he swatted the ball away from Swinton, who had it up high above his head. Swinton, although only a sophomore, is a very physical specimen.
Oh, he certainly is. He's a tough matchup for Darren, a little bit stronger than Darren, probably a little bit quicker as well. That's a tough foul. Loose ball, just got the hand in there.
3-0 in terms of fouls. The orange and blue trailing. Here's Hale at the top of the key, and he traveled as he took a wide turn off a pass from Swinton. And Frank Scagliotta called him for the step, so that'll give the ball back on the turnover to the orange and blue. In terms of turnovers now, the Bison see Wake with their third turnover of this game. 5-4, the Bison trail. They have in the front court. Brown has the ball pickpocketed. Williams will come up with a steal, then he threw it out of bounds as he was falling out of bounds himself in front of Coach Dino Gaudio. And he couldn't save it in bounds. He threw it out towards the end line, away from the Bucknell, or actually towards the Bucknell basket. That was kind of a mistake, but it went out of bounds back to Bucknell. Brown that time just got how quick, as Master Bowler will take a seat, and Bucknell will go with a three-guard lineup here. Brown will go to the four as Jason Vygotsky, the Yardley PA sophomore, comes in.
Jason really played well in the first game of the season, had 13 points, but was very active on the offensive and defensive boards.
Bison trail 5-4. Here's Fabmas over to Jason. Bounce pass to Brown, left baseline. Brown will take one dribble, pick up the ball, doesn't have a dribble left, so he fires it out near midcourt to Vygotsky. 24 to shoot, plenty of time. Brown tries to dribble against Swinton, and Swinton reaches out at him as Brown tried to go left baseline. And for Kevin, that's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Wake. 5-4, Demon Deacon, 16:54 left in the half. And here comes another one of those terrific freshmen Coach Prosser has brought in, a top 10 recruiting class this year. Jamie Skeen, 6'8", freshman from Charlotte, North Mecklenburg High, 2005 North Carolina High School Player of the Year, first team All-State as well. He's a body, a very good body. Up top, here's Griffin launching a three. Bingo! Griffin got a screen out there by McNaughton, and he puts the Bison on top by two. Here's Smith pushing it up with a right-handed shot. No good. Follow slam attempt, no good by Visser, and then the rebound Williams, but he was falling backwards, and they call him for steps. Turnover number four for the Wake Forest squad. Coach Prosser yelling at Frank Scagliotta. I think he wanted a foul, but I thought that was a good no call and a call on a travel.
Absolutely. It's hard to believe that anybody could be faster than Abe Abmas with the ball, but I tell you what, this young Smith kid, he can get up and down the floor.
And that's why he chose Wake Forest. He loves the style of play. Wake has been in the top 10 nationally in scoring. Here's Abe beating him on the dribble. It'll go up against the freshman and laying it with the light hand off the glass, and the Bison build their biggest lead, 9-5. Wake back in the front court. Smith will give it off to Hale, who's a great three-point shooter. In the corner, he'll dribble back out, give it to Williams. Williams breaks down the matchup, gives to Skeen, fakes the three, deep right corner, out to Smith, top of the key. He'll put the dribble down, give it over to Skeen, right corner, looks for Visser, back out to Smith. Smith against the matchup, veers to the right, pitches to Visser against McNaughton, fakes left, fakes right, gets caught underneath, throws it back out to Smith, launches a right corner three, but the shot clock. They call traveling. Shot clock down to 8, and they call traveling on Visser. What great defense by Bucknell. We'll talk about that after this media timeout. With 15:58 left in the half, Bucknell, which trailed 5-4, has run off 5 straight points to take a 9-5 lead.